Hi guys, thanks for watching Mia's new pair of glasses.com. We're going to get into this video right away. I had hoped to wrap up this topic, clearly making my point on the controller's attempts to get out of our world and use these events to confirm Brian's model, disproving the heliocentric lie. However, as I've gone further into this topic, I've realized how important it is to fully cover every aspect of their attempts to leave the plane of Earth, show their failures, prove the cover-up of all of them, and to drill home these points using evidence that can be found so far. So, here is part 6 of my SpaceX Deception series. This video is to establish that, number 1, this is trial and error for them. They do not have the super brilliant scientists and advanced technology like they claim. Number 2, they have tried for years, possibly since 2009, possibly even before that, and they still can't do it. They lack the knowledge of the model and the technology to find the exit. Number 3, how low the waters above really are, and how low the flip ring and the barrier to all our atmosphere really is. Number 4, how their attempts have picked up in the last few years and how that points to their desperation increasing as time runs out before the EMCO. And finally, number 5, that we are trapped here, and so are they. What we've gathered is the most significant proof that they have lied to us about our world, that it is not what we've been told, that they have conducted covert attempts to leave our plane, and that they have been trying for years. Let's go back to the Norwegian Spiral, captured on December 9th of 2009. People think this is a completely unique event, untied to anything seen before. This is not unique and not an isolated event. And it was actually not the first spiral in the sky witnessed. There was an event captured in the sky over China in April of 2009. As you can see, this has the same appearance as the Norwegian Light Spiral. These two events are not only related, but they are related to every rocket launch I've covered so far. Because they are all attempts to get through the waters above and find a way to exit our plane. As you can see, the trail of the rocket while still in the atmosphere is the same bluish-white trail from the November 2015 object captured over LA and the December 2017 SpaceX rocket over Southern California. This was a prior attempt to get through the surface tension of the waters above. What you are witnessing is a rocket using a spiral technology to get past the surface tension of the water. Using the same method as a screw, a wine cork opener, or an auger. A screw conveyor or auger conveyor is a mechanism that uses a rotating helical screw blade called a flighting, usually within a tube, to move liquid or granular materials. You know what else the spiral method is used for? Pumping water. What you are watching is called an Archimedes screw, used to pump and move water. That is the same method used that gives the spiral appearance in the sky, thinking they could break the surface tension of the water that way. Those attempts had failed, which is why they eventually moved on to Sabo Round technology.
They came at the waters above at an angle, moving in a spiral motion. What you are witnessing when you see the white spiraling light is the rocket hitting the surface of the waters above and spinning around in circles. The wake it creates on the water's surface spins outward as the rocket spirals against the surface of the water. It cannot get through the surface tension. Eventually, it peters out, and you see the trail in the waters fan out, leaving the appearance of a hole.
Mystery of the Norwegian Light Spiral, solved. They send these rockets up all over the world to diffuse any beliefs that they are all related to one another, not actually one single effort. Another concerning factor is that as more and more of these events are captured by the public, their lack of attempting to explain them increases. There was no official explanation of the objects caught in the sky over China in April of 2009 and November of 2018. What you need to realize is for every one we see, there are dozens we don't see. There are many places on this earth to send these rockets up where there would be nobody to witness it for miles and miles. In my next video, I will show you more evidence of rocket launches around the world as the controllers' efforts to find a way out are more numerous than you think. That's all I have for you guys today. Thanks for watching. Stay tuned for part 7 of my SpaceX Deception series, and make sure you pass on the word of the incredible information you're learning through my content on my website. All right, guys, stay safe, be good to one another, and as always, God bless.